AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Allies of President Biden are pushing harder for him to demand Israel stop targeting civilians in the war with Hamas. Fighting has resumed after a brief truce. Vermont Independent Bernie Sanders spoke last week on the Senate floor.
The truth is that if asking nicely worked, we wouldn't be in the position we are today. Asking nicely just is not going to bring about the kinds of changes that are needed.
Israel's military called for more evacuations in southern Gaza. Former U.S. ambassador to Bolivia and Argentina, Manuel Rocha, has been charged with serving as a mole for Cuba's intelligence services dating back decades. The charging document traces Rocha's illegal ties with Cuba's notoriously sophisticated intelligence services to 1981. A strike for better pay starts today at some colleges in California.
Faculty at California State University, the largest public university system in the country, will hold a series of 4 one-day strikes across 4 campuses. They want higher pay and more parental leave for thousands of professors, librarians, coaches, and other workers. It's the latest push by the California Faculty Association to fight for better pay and benefits for the roughly 29,000 workers that the union represents. The schools involved are California State Polytechnic University in Pomona, San Francisco State University, California State University, Los Angeles, and California State University, Sacramento. I'm Shelley Adler.
The Supreme Court is hearing arguments over a nationwide settlement with OxyContin maker Purdue Pharma that would shield members of the Sackler family who own the company from civil lawsuits over the toll of opioids. The search has been stopped in Indonesia for 12 climbers after the Mount Merapi volcano erupted again. This is AP News. A deadly fire in New York is blamed on an electric bicycle battery.
The fire started Sunday night in a 10th-floor apartment in the Bronx. One person who was rushed to the hospital with critical injuries died. 2 others suffered life-threatening injuries, and 4 others were slightly hurt. Fire marshals blame the fire on an e-bike's lithium-ion battery. New York City has seen hundreds of fires linked to the batteries that power electric bikes and scooters. City officials have blamed off-market batteries and chargers for many of the fires. They've lobbied the federal government to strengthen regulations governing the sale of e-bikes and batteries. I'm Rita Foley.
Police in Greece have arrested a rap artist accused of using explosives to rob cash machines and finance his music videos. The 28-year-old was not named. Police near Athens seized more than 3 pounds of explosives and just over $200,000 in cash. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.